between 7 and 8. Bring you the songs from yesterday on 92.8.
Good evening to you. My name's Dave Running, and welcome into Radio Telstar South for Sunday, February the 5th, 1978. And this is our final week of programming in this series of broadcasts from RTS on a Sunday evening. We'd like to thank you all for listening to us, and we hope you're going to keep tuned to the hour of 8 o'clock. If you would like to contact Radio Telstar South, our address is RTS number 51 BR4 9BN West Wycombe in the County of Kent. Or 01 462 2222 is our telephone number. We're broadcasting on 92.8 VHF FM in super high quality, broadcasting in Dolby and in mono. We're broadcasting with a total power output of 200 watts beamed from northwest Kent into the centre of London. As I said, this is the last transmission in this series, and we hope you're going to keep with us to the hour of 8 p.m.
You're listening to Dave Redding.
As you may know, we're 2 years old today on our final program. And here's the Beatles and the birthday song. There from the White LP and birthday. I'd like to play that for everybody who's been connected with Telstar. And as what I said before, we're 2 years old this very day, the 5th of February 1978, today's date, and we're closing down at 8 p.m. If you would like some car stickers, just drop a line to RTS number 51 BR4 9BN West Wycombe in the County of Kent.
Never can stay.
and the Jackson 5, and I Can Never Say Goodbye. We'll be hearing from the other DJs a little later on, wishing you all well out there. This is Telstar on 92.8 FM, broadcasting on a Sunday, Sunday the 5th of Feb, 1978, with me, Dave Redding.
Good evening and hi, Mark Ashton with you. And as you no doubt know by now, tonight is the second and final birthday programme from Radio Telstar South. This evening being, unfortunately, the very final transmission from RTS. But I shan't say too much because everybody else will be saying all that there is to say, and at times like this, I'll get a lump in my throat anyway. What I would like to do is to say a whole string of thank yous. I'd like to thank you all for listening to us over the last 2 years, whether you've tuned in from time to time or being one of our regulars here on RTS. I've been with RTS for 18 months now, and during that time I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the response that you, the listeners, have given to us here at RTS through the good times and through the bad times. I would like to hope that we've given you the music that you've wanted to hear on a Sunday evening, and by the amount of Christmas cards we received and the letters and phone calls over the last 2 years, I'm sure that we've been dead right. My one regret now that we've got a following and we have got many, many regular listeners throughout London and the Southern Home Counties, that we just cannot go on. We fought to pioneer for this sort of radio against the laws of the country, against all odds, and now we must sadly go. Well, before I finally do depart, I'd like to read out a few of the regular names that suddenly spring to mind, like Jim down there in Woking in Surrey, to Brian and Daphne in South Norwood in South East London, who've been with us through thick and thin. Great big hi to Emma Johnson and all her family, who've written into us so many times, so many letters, it's just not true. Thank you, Emma, so very, very much. And finally, perhaps to our most ardent fan, and that's Val, over there in Chislehurst in Kent. A great big hi to you, and a final farewell. We've enjoyed being with you, and for your two children as well, that's Sarah Jane and Richard. A very last goodbye to you two. And on a more personal note, perhaps, I'd like to say a very personal thanks to Kit Johnson for allowing me on the station, to Dave Redding and Horace Cracksman for being the other DJs on with us on the 4 week shift on RTS, and also to Nigel Davis, who was with us about a year, 18 months ago. And also, a very special thanks go out to the engineering staff, the unsung heroes who are never seen or heard on RTS, but without whom we would never be on the air. And a special thanks go out to Mick and to Roy and to everybody behind the scenes on RTS. Perhaps we shall get back someday, somehow, somewhere, and we'd certainly like to be with you again on Sunday evenings. Unfortunately, now we must go. And all I can say is keep smiling, because no one can take that away from you, and just keep on remembering those golden oldies.
Dinah Ross there, and someday we'll be together again. And I'm going to run through some dedications now. Hello to Philip Durham in Leighton in Essex. Thank you for calling in, and hello to Don. Bob in Essex wants to say hi to Vince, John, Karen and Jeff. And Ron in Clapton, South East London, wants to say hi to Pauline. And Carol Bagshaw rang in from Woodford Green in Essex, wants to say hello to her husband, Alan. Eugene in Claygate, thank you very much for your call. You're down there in Surrey. And of course, hello to Val over there in Elsham. How are you, Val? We got your message on the telephone answering machine on Saturday, thank you. And hello to Richard and Sarah Jane. And of course, hi to Emma Johnson. Hello, Emma. Nice to get the picture of you. Steve in Edmonton rang in, wanted a record for Mum and the family. Les and Dave at the Swan and all at the Bromley Canoe Club, hello to you, thank you for calling in to us. Bernard in Derbyshire, thank you very much for your call, nice to hear you can hear us. And you want to say hi to Dan in Ruislip in London. Steve over in Eltham, South East 9, and all at Eltham College. Thank you very much for your call. Les in Edmonton, hi to you from Mike in Wood Green in Essex. Dave Cole up in Hemel Hempstead, hope you can receive us okay. Thank you very much for your weekly call. And Angela in Plumstead rang in, wants to say hi to Mike. That's her husband and her daughter. Hello to Ian over there in Sidcup in Kem. Thank you very much for your call. Alan wants to say hi to his wife, Jean, so hi to Jean from Alan. Mr. Man in Swanley and Ken wants to say hi to his daughter. Didn't leave his daughter's name, though, so hello, little man. Jim in Woking, thank you very much for your usual call. Cliff rang in for a record for Pete, and Pete's in the hostel down there in Chislehurst, which is in Kent, of course. Hi to you, Pete. Also, Peter in Stoke Newington rang in for John and Ron. Hi to Susie. Hello to John up there in Oxford. Nice to know you can hear us in Oxford. Philip says hello to Jean. So hello, Jean from Philip. By the way, you're in tune with the last transmission from Telstar. Jeff in Walden Cross rang in. Want to say hello to his wife and his family. Steve says hello to Julie. And Mark Crosby rang in, what's a record for his mum and dad? That's Mr. and Mrs. Pat and Mick Crosby. Thank you very much for calling in. Anne in Chislehurst wants to send love, or is being sent love from Mark. It's Don and Irene's wedding anniversary. Hope you're enjoying it. Richard in Edgware, hello to you. Hello to your daughter. Help your daughter's better now. And hello to Lynn, of course. And also hi to Russell in Bermondsey. Listen to our very important message at 7:30, won't you? And don't forget to write down our mailing address and telephone number. And on with the oldies.
Feel the this is Nigel Davis. I was one of the original members on Radio Telstar 2 years ago. I worked on the station for nearly a year, although absent now as a presenter over the past year, I have still had some considerable interest in the station, and it is very distressing to me that we should now have to close down. Radio Telstar South had officially started broadcasting in February 1976, although a great many tests had taken place for some months prior to this date. To be quite honest, the station was formed out of a rather bizarre situation. In a way, it was almost an accident. A former radio station of high esteem that had been called Radio Free London had disbanded due to the lack of staff and funds. It was a time when pirate radio in this country was taking a hard knock. Many of our faithful audiences of the past seemed to have plumped for the new commercial radio stations, which were for the first time providing a competitive service to the BBC. However, much of the reason must also be attributed to the lack of equipment due to the continuous raids from the authorities, who seemed determined to wipe out all illicit radio in this country. It was because of this that many of the RFL team were losing confidence in public support, and they were seriously wondering whether the great British listening audience were content with the handful of commercial stations that had started transmitting under licence from the British government. It must be said, though, that although these stations were under stringent control, they were still and are infinitely freer of control than the BBC, because, of course, they are commercial enterprises. However, British radio fans had been promised 60 local radio stations, but had only been allowed 19 when it had come to the crunch. Surely the true fanatics weren't satisfied with this? Yet, despite all this apparent loss of listenership, there were others of the RFL team who were adamant that the loss of audience was due to poor transmitting equipment, which had become extremely low in power compared to its heyday. These low-powered rigs had had to be produced in order to replace the equipment that was so rapidly disappearing from the frequent raids that were being produced at extreme speed in order to replace the previous week's loss. All this had meant a smaller coverage area plus irregular transmissions. So hard times and apathy eventually shut RFL down and left four still interested members to pick up the pieces and to try and recapture the audience that RFL had once had. RFL had closed in November 1975, and it took quite some time for the remaining few to recuperate sufficiently to start again. In fact, they were all but certain of renewed success. New, unsurmountable problems seemed to tower over them. How could only four people run a station on their own, and where could they find the transmitting engineer that they sadly lacked? The last question was solved much more easily than they had expected after a few words in the ear of a friend, and the new station gained a first-class engineer with qualifications that would even impress the BBC. To make things even better, he was enthusiastic and built a fleet of transmitters, putting in vast sums of his own money. He was allowing for a comeback even after the likely raids from the authorities. However, there were still not enough people to run a 4 to 5 hour station, so that the crew of five were only able to test the rigs in short 1 hour bursts, the maximum time that could be risked in order to minimise the chance of capture. The first few tests were carried out without a station identification, but mailing addresses were given for reception reports. Even in the beginning, these test broadcasts went out on a Sunday evening any time between 6 and 11pm. At the time, this was because the crew of five were helping other land-based pirates such as Jackie and London Music Radio to survive during the day. The new transmitters worked excellently once several teething troubles were ironed out, and it was soon noticed that the new station, now named Radio Telstar South, was obtaining a large response. At first, the staff couldn't understand why, because the broadcast times were different to any other ever contemplated before. The truth suddenly dawned on us. There is no other music on VHF in South London after 7 o'clock. In other words, we had captured an entirely new and exciting audience, the majority of whom knew nothing about London's clandestine stations. Further to our previous discovery, it was also realised that the hour between 7 and 8 had the largest following, and we decided to test regularly every fortnight at this time. We realised why it was so popular, and that was because the top 20, as played by BBC Radio 2, finishes at 7 o'clock, and people were tuning up the band to try and find something playing pop music. Having made this analysis, we decided to incorporate the oldest format because we thought that the public, having just heard the 20 newest records, would like a break by hearing their favourite oldies. It turned out that we were right, and Telstar started to transmit every Sunday just for 1 hour with those golden oldies, and the popularity grew out of all proportion. Our staff too began to grow a little, but due to the huge success of such a short broadcast, we decided not to extend the times for fear of altering our popularity. People can have too much of a good thing. Unfortunately, despite this popularity, a number of our small staff have got caught up in other ventures. I myself are now involved in hospital radio with the old Radio Kaleidoscope crowd, and also work behind the scenes on one of London's commercial radio stations. With my absence, together with others, there is now too small a staff to be able to operate Telstar to the same standard. Telstar has always been a station run by ordinary people with a pure amateur enthusiasm in radio. We didn't want to change it, and now that we're all moving on to other pastures, we didn't want to leave it to some newcomers with different ideas. But we haven't deserted you completely. You will hopefully hear from many of us again in the distant future. So despite the fact that we're all miserable at having to depart, I hope that I have been able to explain the reason for our decision. For the past 4 months, a mere fraction of our original crew have spent their entire weekend and more to put out just 1 hour's broadcast. We must be grateful in particular to Kit Johnson and to Roy for being so loyal and ready to give so much of their time. However, there is a limit for everyone, and 2 years has been the limit for Telstar. It is hard to bring something to an end, but in our closure, I can see commercial stations like Capital playing more and more oldies. Radio Jackie have also incorporated an hour's oldies in their format. Have we really brought something to a close, or have we started something completely new? To think in this light brightens what on the surface appears to be gloom. So finally, it's goodbye from me, Nigel Davis, wishing my thanks to Telstar and all its crew for a great time. And please, everyone, help push on the ever-improving radio situation in this country. Thanks. Goodbye.
There, and thank you, Nigel Davis.
Never meant
The sound of Diana Ross and Love Child. It's competition time now on Telstar. 462-2222 is the telephone number to call and win yourself a copy of the closed down tape. Okay, we've got two copies to give away. 462-2222 is the number to call, and we haven't got that much time to go before the end of the show. And this is the record you've got to guess the year it was released. It's on the Motown label. It's by Junior Walker and the All Stars. And it's entitled How Sweet It Is To Be Loved By You. And Radio Telstar South will be doing a one-hour transmission on the 12th of March 1978. That's in 5 weeks' time. And we'll be telling you on that broadcast if we're ever going to broadcast again. You never know, we may come on that day and say we're going to continue forever. It's up to you what your opinions are. Write to us.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Record on Telstar, Motown, and How Sweet It Is. 01462-2222. If you think you know which year that record was released, win yourself a copy of the closed down two to give away. And as I've said, we'll be doing a transmission on the 12th of March. That's in 5 weeks' time. We won't be on the air until the 12th of March, and then we'll be telling you if we're going to continue or close down for good. And it's entirely up to you now. If you write into us and let us know that you want us to continue, we possibly will try our damnedest to be on the air for you. And our mailing address to write to is Radio Telstar South, number 51, BR4, 9BN, West Wickham, in the county of Kent. Please just drop us a line. If you're not very good at writing letters, just say, please continue Telstar. Anyway, for you, here's the sound of Dusty Springfield from the 60s, and I Only Want to Be With You.
So I only know I never wanna let you go, 'cause you start.
Springfield, I only want to be with you.
Hey, I just found out some totally useless information. Do you realize that 1961 is the only year in this century that you can write upside down and it'll read the same? And if you want to do it again, you got to wait till 6009.
Hey, listen! Follow along with me, I've really got something new.
It's a falcon, but it's a very different kind of falcon.
A car that stands right up and says, hey, look me over, say, lend.
Futura at your Ford dealers now.
It's a personal kind of a family car that costs you less to run. Get Futura. Join the fun.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, turn back the clock. Here's a hit parader blast from the past, the golden oldie.
Another solid gold blast from the past. From 3 years ago on the Ginsberg Show, the Playmates, Beep Beep.
Beep, beep.
Yes, indeed, beep, that's what the beep, American radio tapes sound like that we're selling. £2 beep, each, and lists are available from RTS 51, beep, BR4, beep, 9BN, West Wickham in the County of Kent. We've got about 11 different stations, and they all sound rather jazzy, like the one you've just heard. Also, there's some tapes of Telstar for sale. And if you would like some free car stickers, just drop a line to us. 51 BR4 9BN. And now, here's what Kid Johnson and Nigel Davis used to sound like in February 1976.
Remember, you heard it. Probably that's to it. A long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Living Radio.
Time there to 1968 this evening. Sounds of the Bee Gees, of course, and the one called I've Just Got to Get a Message to You. And that went out this evening, especially for Robert Allen, okay, and he'd like that one to go out for everybody he knows. Of course, Bob, Christine and Pauline, who are listening in Ilford, Essex this evening. OK, don't forget, we're 5 minutes away from the competition time at 7.30. If you'd like to take down the two telephone numbers for the competition now, you're welcome to do so. And the two numbers are as follows as ever, 462-2222 and 462-8280. Not forgetting they're both London numbers, OK?
Happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
Masters was a crossmaker. He most certainly was indeed. Unfortunately, that's the last record from Nigel Davis this evening. And unfortunately, we now have to close down this evening right here on Radio Telstar South. We certainly hope you've enjoyed the music that's been coming your way over the past 1 hour of broadcasting, and certainly hope you've made contact with us in one way or another, either by our mailing address or telephone number. The lines are open this evening until 8.30, so you've still got time to give us a ring. 01 for London, 462-2222, and the mailing address is as follows, so grab your pencils and papers. Number 62, Westgate Road, London, Southeast 25, 4LZ. I should say that in full, actually. 62, Westgate Road, South Norwood. That's easier, isn't it? South Norwood, London, Southeast 25, 4LZ.
And I still haven't got any love letters.
Nigel Davis asked, or campaigned, should I say, on last week's broadcast from Telstar, in respect of receiving love letters from lovely young ladies, and he was most disappointed when we went to the mailing address and found there was no love letters there, so not to worry, you can send me a few while you're at it as well.
Sam there of Nigel Davis and Kid Johnson from February 1976. The first week on the air there from Radio Telstar over 2 years ago, and it's our birthday today, and we're closing down at 8 o'clock. We can't close without a Beatles oldie. What better than Strawberry Fields?
Let me take you down.
The incredible sound of the Beatles and Strawberry Fields Forever. It's rapidly approaching the hour of 8 p.m. on a Sunday evening, Sunday the 5th of Feb, 1978, and the closure of Radio Telstar South, and we will be doing one more transmission on the 12th of March in 5 weeks' time, and depending upon your reaction, your letters will depend upon the station continuing or closing down. So please listen at 7 o'clock on the 12th of March, and we thank you if you're going to write to us. And if you would like some car stickers, just drop a line to Radio Telstar South, number 51, BR4, 9BN, West Wickham, in the County of Kent. Or you can ring him right now on 462-2222 for a dedication on the 12th of March. Sound of Art Garfunkel there, and I'm looking for the right one. Well, it's now time for the last record on Telstar, time for me to say goodbye. And before I say goodbye, I'd like to thank all the staff at Radio Telstar: Iva, Pam, Roy, Peter, Kid Johnson, Mark Ashton, Horace Croxman, Paul, Ron for answering the telephones, and all the listeners for listening to Radio Telstar over the last 2 years. And we're sorry we have to close down today, and wish you the best of luck. And please tune in to us on the 12th of March and hear if we're going to continue or not. And to make us full of encouragement, please write to us at Radio Telstar South, 51 BR4 9 BN West Wickham in the county of Kent. And to raise money, we've been selling recordings of American radio stations. So if you like those, please write to us at that address and we'll send you a list. If you would like a dedication on the 12th of March, please call right now, 462-2222. I'm lost for words now. I haven't rehearsed what I'm going to say. I don't know what to say. All I can say is thank you for listening to us and goodbye from me, Dave Redding, and everybody at Radio Telstar.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be
is now 1 minute to 8 o'clock and Radio Telstar South is closing down.